sitting in the can with my cell phone in my hand, trying to enjoy a morning dump. I'm squeezing and I'm straining and my colon is complaining. That moment of relief just will not come. Now my blood pressure's pretty bad. I'm middle-aged and kind of fat. I should get more fiber and exercise. But I was really not prepared for my next thought. Left me so scared cause it struck me. So Elvis died. Elvis was the king. That don't mean a goddamn thing. When he keeled over sitting on his throne, his millions of adoring fans just couldn't be there with the man. Had to have that heart attack alone. And when they did the autopsy, they found his colon was 9 feet. He couldn't poop no matter how he tried. His constipation's serious. It caused a heart arrhythmia. And now you know, that's how Elvis died. But other people have other theories. They're wrong, but I'll share it anyway. Bananas and bacon and peanut butter was his favorite sandwich, along with uppers and downers and a bunch of other drugs, like codeine, phenobarbital, and methadone and Seconal, dextrin, Valium, and bugs. Now, I don't know if Elvis actually ate bugs. I mean, he might have just thought they were little brown pills. Or I might have him confused with William Burroughs, which brings me to the next verse. But the next verse brings me to the wise words of Tom Lehrer. Should I? No, I guess I better not. Sir, we're going to skip that verse. Some blame the medication Elvis took with dedication, the cause of his untimely demise. The problem's scatological, so I'm waxing pedagogical on dangers that I hope you realize. The symptoms are quite treatable and constipation's beatable with health advice your doctor can provide. So have yourself a good poo, being full of shit can kill you. You don't want to go the way that Elvis died.